7 to 9 at the Raisley Funeral Home in Prospect. A funeral mass will be celebrated Wednesday at 10 a.m. at St. Christopher at the Lake Roman Catholic Church in Prospect. Interment will be in Greenlawn Burial Estates in Butler. Again, final arrangements, Raisley Funeral Home. Donald L. Labarini, Sr., age 86 of Butler, passed away on Saturday. He retired from being an iron worker from the Iron Workers Local Union No. 3. Surviving are his wife, also four children. He is survived by four grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and a sister as well. There will be a private service and burial. Again, final arrangements for Donald Labarini, Sr., have been handled by the Young Funeral Home. And that's it for your final notes for today. Complete obituary information is available to you on our webpage at butlerradio.com.
When you sit down and really consider your priorities, your family and health are tied for first place and are directly related to each other. Have you thought about how everyone in your family and even your extended family would be affected if someone died? At the Martin Funeral Home, they are prepared to help the entire family through these life changes. No doubt, the death of a loved one is devastating, and the grieving process varies from person to person. All death-related business matters are handled personally by a member of the Martin family, either Ross or his son Tom Martin. For personal preference at a funeral home, let the Martin Funeral Home handle everything. The Martin Funeral Home. Located on Center Avenue in Butler.
Don't worry, the Butler Radio Network hasn't decorated for Christmas just yet, but we get really excited this time of year because the 2018 Spirit of Christmas Parade presented by XTO Energy is right around the corner. Head to downtown Butler on Saturday, November 24th for events that will kick off the holiday season. Beginning at noon, take the kids and explore a life-size Candyland extravaganza at the Butler YMCA. Then head over to the People's Parking Lot to lace up and hit the skating rink no matter what the weather is. Explore downtown and get to start on holiday shopping while supporting local businesses on Small Business Saturday. And then at 5:30, get ready as we kick off the 54th annual Spirit of Christmas Parade. Learn more about all the events and activities online at butlerradio.com. Come celebrate a hometown Christmas, past, present, and future at the 54th annual Spirit of Christmas Parade presented by XTO Energy and brought to you in part by Peoples, Applewood Chiropractic, IDL Worldwide, the law firm of Dillon McCandless, King Coulter & Graham, and Shaner Automotive.
All right, so this is what we're looking at. First of all, you have some rain and snow that will continue throughout the day today. So we'll have a high of just 37 degrees and a low tonight down to about 31. So this afternoon, 100%, you see it outside, so that's what we got. Tonight, it'll still lessen, but still we have a 60% chance of the snow and rain mixture continuing. That'll be tonight, again, a low down to 31. Tomorrow, a chance of snow to start off the day. It may mix with rain in the afternoon, but that's only about a 50-50 shot that'll happen. By the time we get to Wednesday, we only have a 20% chance that we'll see some snow, maybe some rain showers. But again, temperatures on Tuesday about 35 for a high, down to 23 for a low. Wednesday's high just about 35. It'll be cold on Turkey Day, 25 for a high, but at least we get some sunshine. Again, that will be on Thursday. We're at 34 right now in downtown Butler, and I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Your news time is just about 12:34, and Dave is not here today, so Tyler Freel will be up next with It's Your Turn with WISR 680 AM. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
WISR now presents It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey. Dave is off today, so we have a special guest host. It's Your Turn is Butler County's only live call-in talk show. You can join in the conversation by calling 724-283-2525. And now, let's join It's Your Turn and today's special guest host.
Check. Tyler Friel in for Dave Mullarkey. Welcome to It's Your Turn on WISR 680 AM. And we've got a big program lined up for you today, as we've got a jam-packed program. Sorry, we're getting our microphones underway. That's why I'm a little flustered coming out of the gate, but it looks like we're starting to put things together now. Hey, you got a case of the Mondays. It happens to the best of us. So anyways, now that I'm in order and I can actually hear myself and hear my co-host, Kayla, we've got a lot coming up on the show today. We're going to start with an open talk, 724-283-2525. Is that number. And also, coming up later on in the program, we will talk with Todd Myers. He's the spokesperson for West Penn Power, as we'll try to get into a little more in-depth about what happened this weekend and really what the stage looks like setting up here coming for at least hopefully today, and then what the next few days look like for mm-hmm. West Penn Power. And then Ken Molesky of Central Electric Cooperative, Kayla, you sat down and talked with him for a few moments, so we'll see. As there's probably a lot of CEC customers out there who are dealing with what right now appears to be maybe even more of a prolonged absence of really power for maybe a day or two.
Yeah. They hope not, but the possibility is there. I wanted to start today with Open Talk, and we know Dave Mullarkey had this planned day off. I don't know if he has power, though. He might be one of the ones that still doesn't. But I want to hear from people. I just got off the phone with a listener who brought up a different aspect to this story, which I hadn't heard of. I'll get to that in a second. But if you're out there listening, if you can listen, hopefully you have a battery-powered radio, or maybe you're listening on your cell phone, if you've been able to get that charged up in different locations. But call us and tell us what your situation is. I mean, a lot of people lost power Thursday night, and now it's Monday, and still don't have power. That's a big deal.
I mean, obviously, we were affected here at WISR. We were off the air for a while, and again, just circumstances beyond our control. Even our backup system wasn't ready to go. It wasn't, not that it wasn't ready to go, but it was almost, it rather was. It was inoperable, so mm-hmm. you know, we were knocked off the air for a while. We're back on air, so we were also a part of that whole, I mean, it was a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. You had 30,000 plus Butler County residents without power.
It was closer to 50. When
wow.
you add in West Penn and Central Electric, it was about 46,000 households. And if you think about it, there's usually more than one person in a household. So if you think about the number of people who were affected, it was over 100,000 people mm-hmm. because, you know, affecting that many households. Some new information at this point I want to pass along. A boil water advisory. There's about 300 residents in Butler County under a boil water advisory, and this is connected to the lack of power. It is affecting people in two mobile home sites, one in Middlesex Township, the other in Penn Township. The Sandy Hill Estates and the Portico Mobile Home Park in Penn Township. Basically, what we're told is the water system hasn't been powered up correctly because of the power outage, and it's affecting the water in those locations. So those people are under a boil water advisory, something that you just don't think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's been so many ramifications due to the lack of power. The phone call I was referring to just before I walked in here, it was from a couple, and I believe they said they were in Middlesex Township, and I don't know if this is happening to anybody else, but they received a robocall. They've been receiving multiple ones from West Penn Power. They said it started last evening, and another one couple came this morning, saying that their power was back on. The problem is their power is not back on. So I don't know if anybody else is experiencing that, and they were concerned because apparently they're friends with their neighbors, so they were the one couple that said, we're going to stay here. We'll let everybody know when the power's back on. Mm-hmm. So their neighbors are getting calls saying the power's back on, but it's not. So I don't know. They were concerned that they kind of got left behind in a sense, so I gave them the number I had for West Penn, and they're going to check with them and just make sure they know, hey, we're still on the list. We need power restored. So I don't know what's going on with why the restoration call would come before power actually is back on.
And as you were talking to some representatives from both of the power companies, that they were really just saying that this was really why this happened, obviously, was the ice and the snow. Mm-hmm. But it being and happening so early during the, or I guess late in the fall, early in the winter mm-hmm. season, there were still leaves on the trees. And basically, these trees just weren't ready to handle that type of weather.
Yeah, and that's exactly. And you'll hear, I talked, as Tyler said, with Todd Myers from West Penn earlier this morning. And we're going to play that interview for you coming up on the show. But he explains in perfect detail. I asked, why Butler County? You know, why not Allegheny? Why not Beaver, Armstrong? And he said, you guys were just in the perfect spot, or the worst spot, however yeah. you want to look at it. But Allegheny County didn't get the snowfall that we did. Other areas didn't quite get all the ice. So where we were was just a convergence of a tenth or more inch of ice, plus all that sloppy, wet snow. And it was the fact that we didn't have a fall.
Yeah.
And he explains that, like you said, he said, if this would have happened in January or February, when, you know, there's no more leaves on the trees, it's the dead of winter, it wouldn't have been an issue. It simply would not have been. It just, it was such a big issue now, because it just, all that stuff, all that goo, he describes it as goo and goop, all the yucky stuff, it just sat on the leaves, sat on the limbs, sat on the power lines, and the weight was just too heavy. So there were hundreds and hundreds of trees down. It was really remarkable.
I'm not sure if, you know, when I talk to my grandparents, sometimes you think they talk in hyperbole. You know, we used to climb up, you know, we would go to school 5 miles uphill both ways.
Right.
But I honestly, I would start to believe that my grandfather was talking to him yesterday. He's 90 years old. And he said, I do not remember a year like this. I mean, really, when you sit down and look at how this weather has happened all year long, mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of rain that we have gotten has been enormous. And that goes back to the spring. We really didn't have a spring. If you remember correctly, it was a late winter, and then boom, it was like 70 degrees.
I know.
And then we didn't really have a fall. It was 70. I remember cutting the grass in October, wearing a tank top, mm-hmm. going like, it's really hot out. It was about 80, 85 degrees, and I almost got sunburned.
And then it changed on a dime.
Yeah,
and then it
became 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So I don't recall weather being like this. I don't remember it having this severe winter weather this early in the season. I mean, we're not even at Thanksgiving, and we've had two school closures due to mm-hmm. winter weather already.
Yeah, yeah. And Todd from West Penn talks about that, too. It's really interesting what he said. He said that their worst outages happen in late fall, when late fall storms occur, for the reasons we just spoke about, the leaves still on the trees. But he said that late fall storms cause, in their experience, West Penn, cause more damage than any blizzard that has come through here, any heavy rain event, you know, talking almost hurricane-type weather. He said all of that, that doesn't affect us as much as a storm when it happens, when the trees are still, you know, still have their leaves and they're still out. He said that is the worst-case scenario.
We're taking your calls, 724-283-2525. Tyler Friel, Kayla Moles, and we are in for Dave Mullarkey today. Dave will be back tomorrow and for the rest of the week. It is a Thanksgiving week.
It is.
For some, a shortened week. For others, not a short week. Maybe you're working through the holidays. But this winter weather, I'm sure, is having ramifications on those planning to host Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to a friend's party tonight, the quote-unquote Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving. Love it.
Yes. And they said, we're going to have to cancel. We don't have power. We don't have power all weekend long. We're not going to host people.
I know. And it is tough. And, you know, these crews, we have 700 linemen working for West Penn today. I mean, those are people that, you know, should be at home with their families. They're working 24/7.
Absolutely. Again, open talk, 724-283-2525, and we will head out to our first caller of the day. Hello, caller. Welcome to It's Your Turn. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is a little different. I mean, it's nowhere near as traumatic as all the power issues in the area. I'm calling about a correction and a little bit more information on an ad you're running for the Tanglewood Sinatra party.
Okay.
I'm Vince's bass player, and I was talking to him this morning. It's actually going to be the quartet. It's going to be the full band.
Oh, cool.
You're advertising as a trio. We work in various combinations. But in addition to that, Vince is also planning a little bit of the old Christmas sing-along that they used to do when the restaurant was open.
Oh, and
that was, you know, song sheets and all that. That was always a, that was one of the biggest nights business-wise for him down there at the restaurant. That could be a little more incentive to come down.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
Have a good time.
Yeah, the previous two times that we have done the Sinatra and an Italian Christmas with Vince, we've had a great turnout, and of course the sing. What's the name of the tune when everybody has the napkins and they start floating them up and down in the air?
All that Italian. I don't know the name of that.
It's a great it's a great time though.
Yeah, I've been playing that song with him for decades.
While we have you on the phone, did you lose power this weekend, or were you one of the lucky ones?
I was very lucky. I had no problems. I know quite a few people that didn't have power. I even had a couple friends come over and get a shower at my place because they didn't have any. They had a fireplace to keep the place warm, but they had no water.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that, I'm glad you were one of the lucky ones.
Well, yeah. Appreciate the call, and we'll see you later in December.
Okay. All right. A good day.
You too. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Well, leading up to Thanksgiving, I think a lot of people, you know, were hosts like that gentleman was. I know you were. I know I was. Friends and family coming over and sleeping over, getting that hot shower, getting that hot meal. All good stuff.
Yep, and we will continue on with Open Talk. Hello, caller. Welcome to It's Your Turn. Go right ahead.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to try to do a public service for the first responders. When the power goes out, it goes out at the traffic signals. First responders block off roads with cones and horses and whatnot. I was hoping to basically just get the word out that when a power is out, at a traffic signal, any signal, whether it's a four-way intersection, major highway, 422 at Bonnybrook, anywhere, those intersections are to be considered a stop intersection, as if there's stop signs all the way around. People are to stop at those intersections. It's a safety issue. I'm hoping by just helping to put the word out, it's amazing how many people don't realize the law.
And, and we were talking about that over the weekend, too, because we had PennDOT calling us and some other firefighters letting us, trying to get us to get the word out. It's so important because I know driving around town this weekend, some people were flying. I think they thought it was more like, you know, when the light goes to yellow during the overnight hours, early morning, and you can just cruise through. I think some people were thinking that's what you do, and they were just cruising through, and they weren't stopping at all. I'm surprised there wasn't more accidents over the weekend.
There were some accidents with that being the cause.
I'm sure.
When it turns yellow, you're to proceed through with caution, and you're supposed to stop when they're blinking red. Mm-hmm. So you've got blinking red, proceed with caution, or stop. Blinking yellow, proceed with caution. Mm-hmm. When they're totally out, that's now a stop sign controlled intersections. It's as if suddenly there's all stop signs everywhere. They're flying through, and it's extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Also, we had a major issue with people driving around the horses, driving around the cones, because they can see, oh, well, the tree's cut. Well, the tree might be cut, but you can't see the power line laying across the road. I mean, if those cones are still up and the horses are still up, do not drive around them. You're just... when people fail to obey the rules and fail to obey the law, they just create more problems because now the responders have to respond and get them out of the situation they just got themselves in. Yeah. They have to respond to the crash they caused because they failed to stop at that intersection where the power was out. So now instead of us being able to respond and get the roads cleared and get the lines cleared, now we have to do an accident investigation or we have to free somebody up who's got a power line across their car. So I was just hoping with this phone call to try to help put the word out and express the importance of just trying to follow all the rules. As minor as they may seem, it might seem minor. Well, I'm just going to drive around, and well, now they get down into the road, and they've got all these power equipment employees down there, and now their car's a problem because they can't get turned around. Mm-hmm. They've come all the way down in there. Now they can't get turned around. And now they're blocking the power company from having to get out and go to another call because they wanted to get be curious or try to push their way through. Mm-hmm. So
you're absolutely right. I appreciate your phone call because you kind of hit everything right on the head there. That's some great information.
All right. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. He has a lot of good points there, and I know that we were trying to tell people it is a four-way stop, it is a two-way, whatever it is. And I know one thing that I saw and some people told me was happening during the nighttime, it's dark, you might be traveling in an area, you might forget that there was a stoplight there. So maybe you're not as familiar with that township or wherever you're in, so people didn't even realize there was, yeah. And so they were flying through. You kind of have to just slow things down.
No question. Proceed with caution.
Yeah, right.
And we'll proceed to our next caller. Hello. Welcome to It's Your Turn, caller. Tyler and Kayla in for Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. You're on the air.
Hi, Tyler. Kayla. Yep. Hi. Nice to take on my call. You know, to put this in perspective somewhat, my wife and I just on Friday night returned to the area after 2 weeks of traveling in South America and Central America, and what we saw there regarding the poverty and living conditions of folks down there who, mm-hmm. they didn't have electricity and
you still there, caller? We're losing you. Do you
okay. Well,
we have you here now.
Okay, I'm all right.
Yeah. You're okay right now.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, after seeing the living conditions in Colombia and Panama, uh-huh. and Honduras and so forth, looking at the conditions that we have here without power for a couple of days, you know, I think I would be taking this a lot worse had I not seen that over the last 2 weeks, and I realized what blessings we have here and the fact that our power is going to be restored pretty soon. Just sit tight, be patient, and count your blessings, because by Thanksgiving, everybody's going to have their power back, and I hope everybody's thankful for just the wonderful blessings we have in this country.
I think it's a great point. A little perspective, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. And, you know, again, I probably would not have such an approach to this had I not been so recently, you know, exposed to seeing. Mm-hmm. Well, in a city of Colón, Panama, there are no traffic lights in the streets. And it's a fairly big city. It was like a post-apocalyptic vision of the world, seeing that town. And I'm going, you know, oh, we have like 7 traffic lights that are out here, and everybody's losing their mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have no traffic lights in the whole city, ever.
I have been, actually have been there. We stopped there, part of a cruise I was on. I was there, and yeah, there's no lights. You're just, it's kind crazy. Of like a free-for-all, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a crazy place. So anyway, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you for, and thank you for Butler Radio Network for their service to the community throughout this ordeal, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you saying that. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it does. And I know, you know, both of us, we had power flicker on and off, but we had it. So, yeah. You know, I'm kind of, I know people are going to say, well, you didn't have to deal with it. But it really is perspective. I mean, we are going to get power back. We are so lucky. We're not out in California where people lost everything, mm-hmm. you know, in a hurricane-ravaged city where they didn't have power for months. I know that, you know, by day 4 and 5, people's nerves run thin. Yeah. I get that. I'd be the same way. But, you know, we got to be grateful for what we have.
Absolutely. Again, the open talk portion of It's Your Turn. Tyler Friel, Kayla Molzan with you. We go out to our next line. Hello, caller. Welcome to the It's Your Turn program. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Great. Good. I went through 3 days without electric in my home. Finally got it on by 6 o'clock yesterday evening.
Oh, awesome.
So happy. I want to give all my thanks to the crews that work 24/7. I mean, not 24/7, but 24 hours a day. And the cold and the rain and the snow and the sleet and the electric crews, Armstrong, the police, the ambulance, any of them out there, anybody, you know, I give great thanks, and I think we should all praise them and be kind and respectful. And when these things happen, abide the rules and be patient.
I think that is all very good information. Yeah, the firefighters especially, too, those volunteers. I mean, it's one thing.
Yeah.
I know the West Penn and Central Electric crews are working hard, but, I mean, hopefully they are getting paid, and hopefully they're making overtime. The volunteers, I mean, they have other jobs. They have families. They're doing this on top of everything going on in their lives.
Right.
Yeah. Got to be thankful. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, just hearing how many, I mean, every fire department was out Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. Some still getting called out this morning. The number of calls was just astonishing. I've never heard anything like it in my whole entire career. And I know some of the people that have worked a lot longer than me say, we haven't heard anything like this either.
Yeah, back in our newsroom, we have a police scanner, and I was not here. I went out of town for the weekend, which was the most conveniently timed vacation I think I've ever had in my life. But you said it was just a stream of calls coming in.
Nonstop.
And it was very much believable. I know. We went up to my family and I, we all went up to Michigan for a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And the toughest part of that whole commute was just leaving the Butler area.
Yeah.
We were going from Evans City to 422. So we were taking 528 to get through there. And we ran into a tree that was down. And luckily, I believe it would have been a volunteer. Whoever it was had a chainsaw and they took down the tree in like 2 minutes. It was remarkable.
Wow.
But on the way through, we counted 11 or 12 trees that had fallen across the road. And again, it's a longer road, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, that's remarkable. And then just driving home, when we came back into town yesterday, you know, the area where we live, I was coming down Meridian Road and just seeing trees falling over left and right. Obviously, our house lost some trees as well. I know most people were in that. But it was quite remarkable. I know I had never seen anything like that. The last time I think I saw damage to trees like that was a windstorm that blew through a few years ago. And that knocked out power for us for quite some time. But no, this has been quite remarkable. Again, the open talk portion of It's Your Turn. We head back out to the phones. Hello, caller. Welcome to the It's Your Turn program. Go right ahead.
Hi there. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing well.
That's good. I live in the city, and I would have been all right if it wouldn't have been for my neighbor's trees.
Oh, really?
He had pine trees, and they got wet on Friday, of course, with the snow and the ice hanging on them. Branches started breaking, and then they pulled the cable and the electric lines down off the side of my house, and they were laying in my driveway. And I was all right with it as long as I had a phone. And believe it or not, I still had the electric, and I still had the cable the whole way through it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was bizarre, really, you know. But anyway, Saturday, I talked to somebody from West Bend Power. They sent a pickup truck down there, and you would have sworn he wasn't from around here. He'd think he was from Mars because he said, I don't know if you're aware of it, but they changed as far as, well, you're responsible for this. And he looked at me and he said, we can't do anything. He said, you have to put them wires back up in the house yourself. And I'm looking at him like, what? I live by myself, you know, and it's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. He said, well, and it dawned on me after he left, they're responsible from the pole to the house, but the stuff that's on the outside of your house, if it falls off, you have to put it back on. You have to call an electrician in and have him come. But he was telling me, no, you have to do all of that yourself. They were live wires, and I'm sitting there thinking, how are we supposed to pick them up and put them back up there? You know, I mean,
the electrician's
not going to do that, you know. So turn around, the neighbor who the trees belong to, he was furious. He said, Joyce, don't worry about it. He said, I'll call them back. So he called them yesterday morning, three different times, three different persons he talked to.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we got somebody down here, and they're looking at me, and I said to him, I said, he's telling us that we have to put all that back up. He looked at me, and he said, don't touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the guy that was there yesterday should have put caution tape up at the front of my driveway and around the back, because what we were petrified was somebody would come through. I live up by Alameda Park, so you know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
We were afraid somebody would come through my yard, because I cut through the yards all the time. Somebody would have come through the yard in the middle of the night. They would have been electrocuted.
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, that is extremely dangerous.
Yeah, so the guys came down yesterday, and they were very nice. They were from Ohio. And I wanted to feed them. They wouldn't eat anything.
Aww.
They wouldn't drink anything. But they were here for about 5 hours, and they did what they were supposed to. They just pulled the wires back up, and they're just hanging on the side of the house. Now I have to have an electrician come in and actually attach them back to the house. But it pulled all the siding off the side of my house.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, it's a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the electrician come down this morning to see if he could do it. And my only problem now is you can't get a hold of Armstrong Utilities. Now, I know there's a million people out there, but it would be nice if I could talk to somebody. He can't do his job until I get the cable company down here to put the cable back up on the side of the house, because the cable is wrapped all around the electrical wires.
There's a lot of ramifications for a lot of people. It is. It is a nightmare for a lot of people. It is. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you guys have a good day.
Yeah,
you
take care. Bye-bye. It is tough, and I know, you know, a lot of people need internet to work, work from home. You know, there's a lot of situations where people are kind of not doing good.
Yeah, there's a big balance where you try to realize there's other things going on and you got to evaluate, but it can be, as you mentioned, it's just very frustrating, especially by the time you get to day 3 and 4. We got time for one more call. So, hello, caller. You get the last word on the open talk portion of It's Your Turn. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was calling on behalf of my son and daughter-in-law. They live on North Road, and their power went out whenever Thursday or Friday. Well, all their neighbors ended up coming back on. Well, they noticed on their pole out in front of their house, there's something out there. They could have explained it better than me. They're both working today. But there's something on the pole that one they could see when they came home. One was up, one was down. And there, whatever it is, there's two of them, switches of some sort. Well, the only two that's on that pole is their house and the house that is being built behind theirs, which doesn't have any power left. And the way you put it about the people from Middlesex, they're wondering if they weren't left behind. They pulled the wrong switch up there. And they're just being left behind. And they called, I don't know, more than once last night. Last time was around midnight. And all they're telling them is, yeah, we could see that your power is out. And that's the best they could do.
And that's about it. Yeah, that is tough, especially with, you know, it could be just one or two homes and one little avenue or one, you know, one street. You know, they're so busy, it makes you wonder when they're going to be able to get back to those smaller areas. Because right now, they're trying to deal with the outages that have the most people affected.
Exactly. That's what they were concerned about, that it was an oversight.
Right. And I would just tell them to keep calling, as frustrating as that is, and we wish them the best of luck, because I don't know when hopefully they'll get it resolved.
I want to know who these people were calling, if they were talking to someone that could actually come do the work, because they were just getting someone sitting in front of a computer to tell
them
that they could see it's down, and that, but everyone else has come on but theirs. But so I don't know what number they're calling.
Yeah, I would look if you Google West Penn Power, there's a couple different numbers that come up, and maybe just, you know, try calling them all, see if that helps.
Okay, yeah, I can't do it. They'll have to wait till they come home.
Yeah, tell them after they come home from work. All right, well, thanks for sharing the story. I know a lot of people probably in the same boat.
Okay, thanks, Kayla.
Take care, bye-bye.
Good job.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
A lot of stories.
And as you mentioned, too, you know, they're all focused, not they all, but I mean, a lot of the focus is, okay, how can we restore power to the areas most affected? I know out where we live, okay, the one outage that has affected houses around us has been, you know, for 3 days, but when you count the number of houses it's affecting, it's like 6.
Right. So that's not a high priority,
exactly.
Unfortunately.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And so there are just people in the same type of boat. And as you mentioned, this is the whole way across the county. So if you think you're alone, you're probably not. Well, we are going to switch gears. We had an interview scheduled with Nadine Shingleton as we are coming up on the Christmas holiday. I know Thanksgiving is here, but sometimes it's when we start to get into, okay, what are we going to buy the kids or grandkids for Christmas? So we're going to call up Nadine Shingleton to play things, etc. But we're going to take a break first. It is the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. I'm Tyler Friel and Kayla Molzan. Well, actually, I'm just Tyler Friel. She's Kayla Molzan. And we'll continue on with the It's Your Turn program right after this.
Dr. Catherine Szabo, practicing family medicine at Butler Health System.
Health really is a family matter. That's why I'm in family medicine. It's for families like Jessica's. As a working mom, she has a lot to juggle. So if something comes up, she knows I'm on top of the whole story. And if they need specialty care, I know the best is right nearby.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide the very best of care. But more importantly, we know why we have to.
Looking for a way to make your company's benefit package a little more competitive? Here's one that's so easy, more than 130 local organizations and businesses have added it to their programs. Membership in Armco Credit Union. At Armco Credit Union, your employees will have access to the best loan rates and more free banking services, while direct deposit and payroll deduction options make it convenient for both of you. And best of all, it doesn't cost you a thing. Learn more at armcocu.com or by calling 284-2020. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the It's Your Turn program, listeners. I'm Tyler Friel alongside Kayla Moles, and we're filling in for Dave Malarkey on this Monday edition of It's Your Turn. And we have shifted gears now. We are going to talk all things toys and holiday shopping as we are getting ready, well, for Black Friday coming up on Friday, but of course the Christmas season not that far beyond us. So Nadine Shingleton from Playthings, etc. joins us on the phone. Nadine, happy Monday, and thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be talking to you about toys.
Nadine, we need to talk about something happy. We've been so, you know, busy with all these power outages and all this stuff. I'm glad we're talking toys. What is going on? What are your shelves stocked with as people look to Christmas shopping?
Well, I have to back up and tell you that we were closed, unfortunately, on Saturday and Friday for the same reason that a lot of people were closed, because of the power outage. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to be open again, and we have lots of customers here because some of the school districts closed today, and kids are looking for something fun to do. So we're happy to be open today and have everything, all systems go.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, a lot of businesses. And I think that, you know, we took a ton of calls on Friday for people that they must want to be getting a jump on their Christmas shopping, because they were calling us, is this store open? Is this store open? I got to get this shopping done. And I'm like, well, actually, I don't know. A lot of places were closed, though, so I'm glad that you got reopened.
So what can I tell you about toys for Christmas this year?
Well, let's start with, I always ask, because anytime I go to Playthings, I get to see all the unique toys you have. So if you were to pick one unique toy that you have that you said, I don't think anybody else has this, what would it be for the 2018 holiday season?
Actually, there would be several, but
you can tell us them all. We're all right with that.
the first one that popped into my head is called the N-Gage. Spelled E-N-G-A-G-E, and it is a hand sensor drone. So it's very small. It's smaller than the size of your hand, and once you turn it on, then it flies like a drone, but it responds to your hand. It moves away from your hand, so you can put your hand above it or below it, and it moves whatever direction your hand is going. It's very interesting, and we're having fun demonstrating that for the customers coming in every day.
Oh, my gosh. So how high does it get up? Is it like, can it go real high like a normal drone, or is it smaller?
I don't know the height it can go, and my hobby manager is helping a customer right now, so I can't really ask him all the details about.
Well, it sounds intriguing. It sounds pretty cool.
We have another product that's about the same size. It's also a drone, but it is also a hovercraft too. So it will go along the floor very quickly, using radio control, and then you just take one part of it off, and you can fly it like a drone, like a quadcopter. So that is also very fun, and we're having fun demonstrating that also. Some other things that we have that are unique. We have Twisty Pets, which are fun. It's a bracelet, and then you can turn it into an animal. Kind of hard to explain over the phone.
That sounds interesting. All right.
We're doing a lot of science kits. Snap circuits are really hot this year, so that we're having fun with that. Anything Harry Potter is back, which is exciting.
Ooh.
And we have a lot of Harry Potter items. Some of the trendy toys that we have, fidget toys are still huge. So we have just dozens and dozens of different kinds of fidget toys, some of them more complicated than others that are more mind games than fidget toys.
And fidget toys would just be something like you could do at your desk or something like that.
Right, exactly. You probably need a few to do at your desk.
Yeah, during the workday, there's
He doesn't need any more toys. He has enough toys on his desk. You know, Nadine, I really like your place because, you know, obviously there's a lot of parents that'll shop for their kids. But if you're like Tyler and I, we're not parents, or, you know, maybe we have nieces and nephews, or, you know, there's an aunt coming in to get something for their niece who is not connected to kids, like, don't know what's cool. You guys can say, okay, well, what, you know, how old is this person? And then kind of guide them.
We try very hard to do that. We try to give customer service here so that we can help people buy unique things for whoever they're shopping for. It's pretty much impossible to come in here cold and try to see everything in the store on one visit. You spend hours and hours and hours. So we try to help people if they're looking for something in particular to mm-hmm. kind of help them select something that's appropriate.
Yeah, and you're not going to get that at a big box store. You know what I mean? Because it's just there's too much going on. And you guys are really, I mean, you're locally owned, and it shows.
And we handpick the toys here. There isn't somebody else deciding what we get.
Mm-hmm.
We decide what we want to order from the vendors. So when people say, what are your favorite toys in the store, it's always, everything is our favorite because we picked them out.
Right, you picked them for a reason.
So that makes it also enjoyable for us to demonstrate things that we're excited about.
Even if we could, let's reset things even just a little bit more, Nadine. Playthings has been around for how long now?
We just had our 13th birthday in beginning of October.
Wow.
13 years. Yes,
wow.
It'll be our 14th Christmas.
And you're the spaceship-looking store for people who you know, don't know where we're talking. A lot of people know that spaceship.
Yeah, we are north of Butler on Route 8. The building looks like a spaceship. It seems like we're in a poor location, but we're actually in a good location because we're so close to Interstate 80 and Interstate 79,
mm-hmm.
One running east and west, one running north and south, that we get a lot of travelers, especially in the summertime, who are looking for a place to stop while they're traveling. And they'll find us and come. So we get a lot of visitors.
Have you started to see the holiday rush of people coming in yet, or does it usually not happen until Black Friday?
We have already seen the holiday rush. And it seems to us that it's happening earlier and earlier every year. We had a lot of shoppers in October who were already buying for Christmas and just filling baskets full of things, getting a head start. And they're probably glad now that they got a head start on it. That way they don't have to go out in the bad weather.
But, right.
Yes, we had a lot of shoppers in October already.
See, Tyler? Tyler doesn't believe in shopping early.
Well, it's not that I don't believe in it. It's just that I don't do it. So if you're a procrastinator like me, what are your holiday hours?
After Thanksgiving, we will be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 12:30 to 5.
Okay, and that'll carry up through Christmas.
And that'll be through Christmas, yes.
Okay.
Well, that's good news for people like me.
We're closed on Christmas Day, but we are open Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well, by Christmas Day, everybody should have what they need, right?
Absolutely. I'm not that big of a procrastinator.
We have a lot of jokes here about Christmas Eve shoppers because they're predominantly male shoppers.
Yep.
Yeah, I would have guessed that.
That's us. We're talking with Nadine Shingleton. She's with Playthings, etc. They are on Route 8, just north of Butler, the spaceship store. So you're saying drones are still in. Drones have been quite popular now for a few years.
We call them drones as a category, but a lot of them are really quadcopters.
Okay.
They're the smaller toys. We still sell the big ones, too, but therefore, the serious flyers.
Right, they get pretty expensive, yeah.
They're an investment. They're not too expensive, but they're for the serious flyer. But we sell a lot of the toy quadcopter type things, like I mentioned earlier, like the Engage and what's called the Inductrix Switch, which was the one I told you was a hovercraft and a drone. I'm starting to lose my voice. I'm trying to hang on, though.
Oh, no, you're good. It's just crazy how toys have changed over the years. You know, Tyler, like I never got any sort of quadcopter. Sounds really cool, though. I kind of want one now.
You know, there are some that change year to year, and then we also keep the classics year after year because we always, always get requests for the classic toys.
Now, what would if you have an example of what a classic toy would be, what would you classify that as?
Just simple things like jacks. We sell just so many packages of jacks every year. Jacks and dominoes and, you know, jump ropes. Some of the classic games that people grew up playing, Millbourne and Racco and Monopoly and things like that, we'll just continuously sell. Pogo sticks. We always sell pogo sticks at Christmas time. Things like that we will just always carry.
No, that's my type of pogo stick. I love the good pogo stick. Okay, that stuff's still cool. I'm happy about that.
They have high play value, is what we say.
Okay, I like that.
And there, you guys also offer opportunities for people to actually try out some of the toys you have there, right?
We do. We try to have demos of a lot of the toys that we carry. That's what we're about. We're about the experience. Our mission is to encourage families to play together. And so when they're in our store, we want them to have fun and try out a lot of things while they're here.
Is there things that, well, I guess your grandkids, do they go into the store and just start selecting things? They're like, hey, Grandma, I want this, this, and this.
Or
do you have a surprise?
A lot of times they're the guinea pigs, too. We got in some Snap Circuit sets, and they sent us some samples. So right away, I'm turning it over to my 10-year-old and 11-year-old grandchildren. I said, okay, sit down, see if you can put this together. And they loved it. They were so excited to put together one of the Snap Circuit kits.
Now, what would that be, a Snap Circuit kit?
Right. You're connecting circuits and wires, and this particular one lights up after you connect all the circuits. So you're learning wiring, but it's a fun toy, and we sell a lot of the Snap Circuit kits.
Maybe some of those kids that are playing with that can be hired to work with West Penn or Central Electric, and they can help out next time we have a power outage.
Are there certain educational toys or toys that you would find, you know, that there is some learning value to them that you guys have in stock?
All of our toys have learning value.
I like it.
When we do field trip presentations here that we call Toying with Science, and that's one of the first things I tell the students that come is that you can learn something from almost everything in this store. Everything's made of something, and we carry a lot of things that are made of interesting materials. So we have Mad Matter that is a building dough. We have Tutti Frutti, which is kind of like Play-Doh only scented. We have different putties here, and some of them are hypercolor, some of them glow in the dark, some of them are magnetic. There's just so much to learn from so many things in the store, and we try to cover a lot of that in a field trip, but we could literally talk for hours to students about the science behind the toys here.
Mm-hmm. And that's fun. It gets them, you know, excited about learning something. Sometimes they don't even realize they are learning something while they're playing.
Right.
Again, we're talking with Nadine Shingleton. She is of Playthings, etc., the spaceship store in Butler. Again, they're on Route 8 North. And what would you call that, Muddy Creek Township or Muddy Creek Flats?
Yes, we are in Clay Township, right.
So, again, holiday season coming up. And are you guys going to be open for Black Friday as well?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be open at 9 in the morning.
Do you have any, sales or any holiday specials going on?
We have some sales on different RC vehicles, remote control vehicles.
Okay. So whether it's in a remote control vehicle or a drone, hovercraft, they got them all. They got them all, Tyler.
That's good news for me. Makes my shopping a lot easier. Well, Nadine, thank you so much for the time. I know you're working with a bit of a sore throat, so best of luck in your recovery, and good luck with the holiday season.
Thank you. It's so much fun talking to you and giving us an opportunity to talk about the things that we're excited about.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for your time, Nadine. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Nadine Shingleton of Playthings, etc. We'll take a break, and we'll be back as Kayla had an opportunity to talk today with representatives from both West Penn Power and Central Electric Cooperative. We'll set that up next. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISR 680 AM.
Have the thoughts of becoming a caregiver for your parents been on your mind a lot lately? Maybe you're thinking about your own life in a few years. Pretty overwhelming, and you don't know where to turn. Let me suggest attorney Michael Pater. He handles each account like they were his own mom and dad. For elder law issues, wills, power of attorney, living wills, trusts, and more, call attorney Michael Pater at the Handicap Accessible Morgan Center, downtown Butler, at 287-7724. Representing individuals, families, and businesses for over 26 years is attorney Michael Pater, 287-7724.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Welcome back to the It's Your Turn program. Tyler Freely and Kayla Molzan in on this Monday, November. Well, I was going to call it the 11th, 19th, because I'm always writing it down as 11th, 19th.
Yeah, that works.
It's
that
November works. 19th. Dave will be back tomorrow, but we're holding down the fort today. Kayla, you had an opportunity to talk with two representatives. Let's talk to the West Penn folk first. Can you describe, kind of set us up on this conversation?
Yeah. His name's Todd Myers. He's the spokesman, and he has been really good at keeping us updated, starting, you know, early Friday morning when a lot of people lost power Thursday night, told us what was going on Friday, what happened over the weekend. And now we were, just a couple hours ago, I caught up with him, and he kind of laid everything out on what the game plan is for today concerning getting the those West Penn power customers. There's about 6,000 of them in Butler County still without power. So he kind of explains what's going on. This is Todd Myers from West Penn Power.
Well, just an update. What's the game plan for today?
Okay. Well, we're fully engaged today. I'll start sort of from a high level first, and then I'll break down here a little bit more. But we've had not only in Butler County, but the entire storm has had about 70,000 customers impacted for West Penn Power, probably about 30,000 customers for our sister utility Penn Power, so about 100,000 in all. So it's been a pretty major significant storm. Of the Penn Power is almost completely restored, so they're about off the board. We have restored at West Penn about 62,000, 63,000. So that leaves us with about 6,000 or so customers are still out, and guess where they're out? They're out in Butler County. So everything is sort of converged and collapsed into Butler County. We had about 500 linemen and support crews working throughout the weekend in Butler, and we've gotten more now because the folks in Penn Power have moved over. So you should be seeing about 700 people out there working on this storm, and that is a huge number, and it's warranted because there's a huge amount of widespread damage up there. Let me just give you I'm just going to give you a bit of a sense.
Yeah.
The infrastructure that we have up there, and some of this is also in the Armstrong area, and I can't, but most of it's in Butler.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, it's not perfectly Butler County, but it is, you know, it's for all your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, we have 31 substations, and substations are the spots where larger lines come in, and then there's different equipment, and then smaller lines come out that serve our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so of the 31 substations that, you know, cover more than 100,000 customers up in that area, we've had 25 of those were impacted, and some of them were actually de-energized completely because they didn't have the line that feeds them operational. So that's a large number. And then of the 75 big distribution lines that we have that feed our customers,
mm-hmm.
and many of these lines are tens of miles long. Nearly 60 of those were impacted. So,
wow.
So you can see that it's really a widespread thing. I know people see something on their block and they think that's the problem impacting their home, but the reality is this entire system is interconnected, and we've had so much tree damage and so much infrastructure damage throughout this whole area that we, you know, brought in a huge number of, you know, there's probably about as many linemen in the county right now from other places than West Penn Power, you know, much of the company has employed as a total across 20 plus counties.
Okay.
So you got the people here. There's a lot of people here, and they're out and about. So people just need to drive carefully. We should have the majority of those 6,000 customers back on by 11:30 tonight. But I'm going to be the bearer of bad news here. There's going to be some customers. I don't know where or how many, but some are going to still be out tomorrow as well.
Okay.
And that's not good news, not things people want to hear, but it is a huge number of customers that were impacted. Mm-hmm. I think we had about 40,000 in Butler County alone.
And I guess we can maybe get to this in the days to come, but why do you think, you know, Butler County took the brunt of it?
Because you had the recipe, the snow and ice recipe for disaster, that's why.
Yeah, okay.
From my sources, I know that, you know, there was more than a tenth of an inch of ice, and I think I've seen it reported that you might have had in some of your areas a quarter of an inch of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And with a quarter of an inch of ice and then several inches of very wet, heavy snow, and all that, we're at a time of year that usually most of the leaves are down, but this year, because of the crazy weather we've had, there are still a lot of trees that have leaves in them, and whenever you have ice and snow and you have leaves and trees, you have trees bending over and breaking, and that's a problem that was compounded by the amount of rain that we've had. The ground is so soggy and soaked, and we had a lot of gusty wind overnight Thursday into Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so these trees that were already bending and breaking on of their own volition underneath all this, you know, bunch of goo,
mm-hmm.
they were actually, you know, entire trees were blown over into our lines. And what happens, Kayla, is when they blow into the lines, we're lucky if it just breaks the lines. But a lot of times, it just imagine the span of wire between two poles. A lot of times that tree will get caught in there and be suspended for a time, and then it snaps off the cross arms, the thing that looks like a T at mm-hmm. the top of either of the poles that are adjacent, and it also can just bring the entire pole down.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had multiple locations where there's many, many poles. I'm trying to get a sense for how many there were, but there's, you know, it will be a large number. And when you have to get out there and, you know, clear trees off the wires and lines before you can even start to clear away the mess so you can get in there and reset new poles, and many of these poles are not next to the road, so you need to get a lot of people have to carry things in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real winter storm that, like this, if it's in the dead of winter, it would not cause as much issue as when you have an early snow, when you have leaves on the trees. Those have been historically some of our worst storms in
mm-hmm.
this part of the country.
Yeah.
You know, not hurricanes, not floods, not blizzards, but these ice storms and early snowstorms.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
it can be catastrophic for us. And, you know, I get people calling me from Pittsburgh, it doesn't look that bad.
Right.
And it wasn't that bad down there. And where I'm calling from, we had some snow, we had outages, but it wasn't that bad.
Right.
But you know what you had. We had for every customer that we would put back on Friday,
uh-huh.
we were getting new outages all day long. Stuff just kept falling.
Sure. I want to ask you too. It's snowing in the city of Butler right now. I just looked out. I mean, is that going to hamper anything? Do you think additional, you know, lines that you already fixed could come down again?
Well, I guess I don't know. It depends how much snow is.
Yeah, I don't think they're expecting a lot to accumulate, but it's that.
So I would hope that we're past that. But on Saturday, we were still having new outages. Come on, it was still an active type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that yesterday it warmed up enough up there that you might have gotten. Are the trees still laden, or they sloughed some of this off?
Yeah, they did, and I haven't heard too many additional trees come down. You know, listening to our guys get out there.
Yep. So, that's been the challenge, and I know that I don't know where this was, but early on in the storm, we had a lineman who was up in a bucket truck,
mm-hmm.
and he did his job and did what he had to do on that pole,
mm-hmm.
and a tree fell behind the truck, and then a tree fell in front of the truck.
Oh,
fortunately, no tree hit the truck, but they were both near misses, and then he had to get a chainsaw, and he had to cut the tree out of the way so he had to sort of create his own
pathway.
Yep, create his own way out. So that's what we're seeing. Now, today, our biggest challenge is going to be just, you know, people are going to need to watch out where they're driving, because around any bend on many roads, there could be a work crew out there. And I'm sure that your listeners are seeing a lot of trucks out there, so just, you know, drive slow, especially if it's snowing. You don't want to be sliding into work zones.
And right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the side of the road still.
Yep, you just got to keep it safe. Yeah, even for us, you know, we put out, this is inside baseball that probably doesn't interest you that much, but we want everyone to be safe in this, and there's a lot of, you got to be very careful. We're walking a lot of these, the holes and the leaves, there's slippery stuff out there that are covered in the snow. But even on the edge of the road, these berms on these country roads are very soft. And so, we got to be careful of how we position the trucks before we even put the buckets up, because you don't want to get an unstable truck because, you know, part of it is getting, you know, down in this soft...
Sinking
down and getting off kilter. So there's a lot of work out there, a lot of things to think about. And it's almost like a war campaign. And, you know, getting the staging site over there at the Worthington Fire Hall, that was done many months or years ago. We have all these sort of dormant staging sites that we've already have agreements with we have the agreements out there with, you know, whoever owns the site. Sometimes it might be the end of a mall where you have a huge part of the shopping,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of parking spaces that aren't used all the time,
except, right.
you know, certain times of year. You know, we use those in some areas, fairgrounds, different places, and then we have a number of these strategically located, and they're dormant until we have the need for them. And then it's all an electronic plan. We know who to call. The agreements and the, you know, whatever we need to do are already figured out. So we push the button on that, early on in the storm, and by Saturday, you know, that was up and running with. Crews driving in from everywhere, and what they do there, Kayla, is they come in, they onboard with us, they learn about our system just
mm-hmm.
quickly, and they learn about our safety protocol, because we don't want our guys doing something that they're not used to doing.
Sure.
Or, you know, these lines are many miles long, so what you don't ever want to happen, and there's many safety steps in place mm-hmm. to ensure it doesn't. But the guys can't see each other working on the line because they may be 20 miles away.
Right.
You never want that line to be re-energized mm-hmm. where guys are still working on it mm-hmm. somewhere else. So there's those types of things. So they learn these things, and then they get their assignments. They pick up the poles they need. They pick up the wire they need. In the morning, they get breakfast there at the fire hall, hot breakfast. They get their lunches that they eat out on the road, their box lunches. So that's sort of like the hub. And then a lot of them are staying in area hotels or, you know, it is hard to get hotel rooms up that way. So they may have to drive a bit of a distance.
Sure.
Stay overnight for the night. But that's what the staging sites are for. And it's just things that people, you know, I wouldn't know this if I was a person just out there. I would... you know, not understand the whole storm process. There's just a lot that goes into
sure,
it.
Sure. I know people, you know, first day, second day, they were okay. Now they're getting a little, you know, your nerves start to go up, but there's so much that goes into it, and I think everybody knows that.
Well, there is,
and there's
so much damage out there. And even after we're finished getting, and these guys work round the clock. I mean, they're only 16 hours working, 8 hours of sleep. Then the next day, it doesn't matter that Thanksgiving is coming. It doesn't matter that it was a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there round the clock, and believe me, they want to get this done, but they gotta, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and you can't make a day any more than 24 hours.
Right.
But hey, I get it. I get the people that nerves get frayed after a while, and even after all this is done, we're still going to have many repairs that we've got to go back out there. We may be shoring up poles right now. We may be doing temporary repairs to get customers back on, but we're going to have to go back and make,
you know, a number of permanent repairs in coming weeks and months. Mm-hmm. Now, the legacy of this storm will stick with us for a while. It's been a long time since I think Butler's gotten, you know, sort of in the sights of, you know, you have your share of summer type storms and things.
Sure, but not like this.
this is a big one, and it's not uncommon. You know, we have other areas of the state that suffered two nor'easters last year, mm-hmm, and you know, mm-hmm. this is a lot like that. New Jersey got hammered with some of those snowstorms with Hurricane Sandy, and boy, the power out there in some of those areas was out for weeks and months.
It puts it into perspective. You know, we talk about all that stuff. We see that stuff happening in other areas, and for us just to get a small dose of it, you know, kind of.
But it is a concentrated dose. 70,000 customers is nothing to sneeze at, you know, across 24 counties of West Penn Power. But when you think about, you know, half of that being in one particular county, that's a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, that's almost half of, you know, not quite half our customers, but they've been impacted in some way, shape, or form, and it's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time, Todd, as always, and I'll probably be talking to you in days to come.
that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, take care, Carol.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Penn Power, we know, you heard him say, 700 linemen are out working in Butler County, and that's more than West Penn Power usually employs for our area. So you can kind of gauge the importance that they're putting on this, as they should. Want to switch gears now. Not everybody in the county has West Penn. A lot of people have Central Electric, and they're part of the cooperative with them. So wanted to reach out to CEC as well, and I was able to talk to Ken Molesky this morning. He's the spokesman for Central Electric Cooperative on what is going on their end today.
The game plan today is, you know, just to continue to try to restore our largest amount of customers that are out. Right now, looking at our outage map in Butler County, we need to concentrate down in the Summit Township areas. They still have a lot of people out. Clearfield, West Middlesex in the Saxonburg area. Those are some areas that we are going to be concentrating on heavily. Up in the Harrisville area, we're going to be concentrating in that area as well. Muddy Creek. Those are the big areas in Butler County that we're going to be concentrating on.
Okay.
And Slippery Rock.
Slippery Rock. I know you want to, obviously you're trying to get it back on as fast as possible, but you're warning people it could take a couple more days until Wednesday. Is that still what you're saying?
That's still what, you know, our operations department has told me. And that could be people like in the outer fringes on the end of a tap. But we are trying to concentrate on the main areas of our lines where the most are out. Summit Township's another one that we are going to try to zero in. I know we have a Summit Township Elementary is still out of power, so I'm assuming they're going to cancel school today there.
Yes, they did. They did do that. So hopefully they'll be able to be back at school tomorrow.
Let's hope so.
Where have people come from to help? Where have linemen come from to help? All across the state?
Most of all of our cooperatives have sent alignments, you know, here. Somerset, I know for sure. Valley Rural Electric, which is in Huntington. Warren Rural Electric. They have all sent linemen here to assist us. And there's a few other cooperatives that have sent linemen in this morning.
Okay. You got all kinds of people working on this.
Yes. We have 10 outside additional crews besides the crews that we have here.
Okay.
And we had rested a lot of our crews over the evening and let the other contracted crew, or not contracted, but crews that come in with mutual aid to take the overnight cleanup. And all of our crews are out this morning again.
Okay. I can't even imagine how tired they are.
they're just run ragged.
I'm sure. Well, thank you, Ken, for speaking with us. We just wanted to get an update and wish you luck today.
Thank you very much, Kayla.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon at Tri Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers. If you're suffering from arthritis, the first step is to understand your treatment options. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit us at TriRiversMSK.com.
When the time comes, the last thing you need to concern yourself with is planning the funeral. It's the wrong time, your time of grieving, when your emotions come to the surface. You just can't think straight. You just can't. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler suggests that you pre-plan the funeral. Make all of the choices now while you're still emotionally able to. The funeral service, the casket, which minister, priest, or rabbi, cremation, visitations, flowers, church services or not. All of these decisions. Avoid all of that. Pre-plan now. Make those decisions now while you can think clearly and rationally. Think about it, and then talk it over with us at Thompson Miller. Call 724-287-3706, 287-3706, or www.thompson-miller.com. Pre-arrangement. It really makes sense. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller. Time-honored excellence.
Big thanks to Todd Myers and Ken Molesky, West Penn Power, Central Electric Cooperative, for their time. And as you mentioned, Kale, they've been very cooperative with us through this whole process. And big thanks to them. And obviously, a bigger thanks to their crew who are trying their best to get us all back on the power grid.
Yeah. And I know they've been appreciative of the work we did, too, with getting the word out, because you can imagine they've been inundated with phone calls from residents asking, when are we coming back on? When are we coming back on?
Like I said, I picked a convenient time to go on vacation. A Friday and Saturday.
I won't forget it.
Anyways, we're going to shift gears back into Christmas mode as we welcome on the general manager of our parent company, the Butler Radio Network. She is Vicki Hinterberger, and we are gearing up for the 54th annual Spirit of Christmas Parade in Candyland celebration. It is in downtown Butler. The parade starts at 5:30, but Vicki, the activities get underway much earlier than that. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we have had a lot of work done already, but we're getting that holiday cheer. Have to get people in the mood now because of all the things that have been going on. Got to think of some really positive and get excited for the upcoming holidays. We have a committee that's been working for several months, and our theme this year is Hometown Christmas, Past, Present, and Future. And this year, please report, we have over 65 entries, everything from marching bands and dance groups, the floats, some horses, local volunteer fire departments, a little bit of everything, something for everyone. And again, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the 54th annual. But as Tyler alluded to, we do a lot of activities before the parade between noon and 4. And the concept and idea is to help bring people downtown Butler to get them into thinking local, shopping local, eating local, being local, drinking local, eating local, all that.
Yeah, it's really cool just to see. I would think it was on Newcastle Street last year, and just how many cups of Cummings coffee I saw go up and down the street. And of course, you've got two breweries downtown now, plenty of places
new
to
restaurants.
Get a, new restaurants, plenty of places to get a bite to eat. So a very cool day. But let's start at the YMCA.
Sure.
That's where the big Candyland extravaganza is.
Yes. And to kick everything off, we need to thank our main sponsor, which is XTO Energy. They're the ones who help support Candyland as well as the majority of the other activities that day. A special thanks to them for stepping up to help, because this helps make this very much a community-wide event. So Candyland is held at the YMCA, and I thank them for opening up their gym, because the YMCA gives us gym, I believe it's gym 2, from 12 to 4. And what is there, Tyler, is a life-size Candyland. I don't know if you remember that Milton Bradley game, Candyland.
I played it all the time.
Same.
And the concept is the child who's attending is the piece, the mm-hmm. moving piece,
the game piece
on the Candyland board. And the children get to go through the different lands, whether it's the licorice forest and all those type mm-hmm. of things. And then at the end, they come out of the Candyland area. And then they go into the activities, which are a little bit of everything. We have some face painting. We have a couple holiday-themed games, which are a lot of fun. We do different types of games, and there's little prizes, candies at the end. And then they can make an ornament, a reindeer ornament. They can write a letter to Santa, or we have to soldiers, and we send those off to the different groups overseas so that they can have those. The idea is that we give them something to do, get them all wound up for the holidays right before the parade so that families have something to do in downtown Butler.
Did the Votech help you build the candy? Because it is remarkable.
They're super
nice. It looks like the game, which is blown up.
Right.
I mean, they did a really nice job.
Yes, they have helped. And it's something that we've had and just keep adding to each year, different elements of it, whether it's the different gingerbread area and things like that. They made me a gorgeous gingerbread house. Yeah, it's really cute.
The kids love it. I mean, that's my favorite part, I think, because it's like their heaven. You know what I mean? They walk in and they just can't believe it, that it's life-size. Right. And it's really neat.
It is very cute. And it's one of those things that it does take some setup work because you have to lay the
paint.
It does. You've helped me on occasion. You try and disappear, Tyler Friel. You try to escape, but I already have your workload set for you.
You know I work very hard around here. I want the listeners to know. This reputation comes across as this freeloader. I'm working hard.
Yeah, right. You are.
So in addition, in other spots around town, thanks to the courtesy of and generosity of XTO, we have other things going on. We have the Butler City Fire Station. The volunteer firefighters assist. We have a warming station there. We have hot cocoa, hot chocolate. And kids can stop in, kids and their families, the parents can stop in and get a cup of hot chocolate at no charge. It's one of those things that kind of old fashion type thing. Just get a cup of hot chocolate, keep you warm on the day.
The firefighters are there too, which they'll meet with the kids, and they usually bring one of their nicer trucks and have it ready, and you can walk in it and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yes. And so the idea is to take a little bit of fear of that away too for some children who might not have familiarity with that. So now, building to the excitement, we also have in the parking lot adjacent to People's Gas, who we'll get to next, we have a parking lot has all different types of activities, but one of the main draws downtown is this skating rink. It has now become a tradition. I think it's our third or fourth year with this. And it's a synthetic skating rink in the Main Street parking lot adjacent to People's Gas. People's Gas is one of the organizations that supports us. They have a float in the parade. They're all in. They must love Christmas as much as we do. Seriously, they provide this synthetic skating rink from noon to 5. So it leads right up till parade time. And children can skate for free in 15-minute sessions. The idea is give them a chance to do something they might not ordinarily have the opportunity to do. So it is free. There are the skates there, and they're it's very festive. It makes you feel like you're in a big city because of the skating.
Yeah, it does. And I think I love the people that, relatives are in town for Thanksgiving, and they say, there's a skating rink in downtown Butler. And you say, for one day a year, there is. There is. It's a really good addition.
Right. Then the parking lot right beside there, the other parking lot, we have Turkey Hill ice cream coming in with free samples. And then we have some of the little mock-up selfie things that the kids can put their face through that then get their picture taken in. And just some general fun activities going on in that arena as well. Now, in addition to the skating rink, we have a giant life-size snow globe that you can pop into.
Yeah.
Again, courtesy of People's. You can step inside this oversized snow globe and have your photo taken, your family's photo taken. It's unbelievable. It's kind of cool, but it's also just one of those things that you don't get to see very often, especially in small town America. We're very fortunate due to their generosity that they help underwrite the cost of bringing that to town. So many thanks to them and their staff. Their staff does come out and help as well with that day's activities. So in addition, we're going to talk about the parade itself now. I want to thank Tom at Fisher's Service Station. He allows us to put the flatbed that the judges are on for all these floats. The floats are judged, and there's several different categories. There's the commercial, nonprofit, and open category, and they're judged on best overall, most original, and best use of lights. So once the floats are all judged between 3 and about 5-ish, then the judges go and they sit on the float, and then the best use of lights mm-hmm. is judged when it's dark and they can actually see the lights.
Yeah, yeah. People get into these floats. I love, we always send a couple of reporters out to walk, you know, the staging areas where they're getting ready. And over the years, the competitiveness has increased. People want to win. They do.
Yeah, yeah, they keep their game up. Game on.
Game on. Game on. It's pretty neat.
Exactly. So we have other things going on, too, that assist with the, I guess, the good of the community as we're talking about different things. We have two different stuffings. We're stuffing the Santa bus. The Butler Transit Authority is doing their Stuff the Santa Bus. Mm-hmm. And that is for toys, unwrapped new toys or children's clothing, sizes 5 to 14. And that will help the community. We all take it for granted everybody is being taken care of, and mm-hmm. they're not.
Yeah,
guys.
That's true.
So the Santa bus will be with us Saturday, November 24th, but then we'll also be at the Clearview Mall at the food court entrance on the 25th from 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. So if you can't make it downtown or you're having a family get-together, please find room in your heart to help with this this project. The idea is to help those less fortunate, and all the donations will benefit our local Salvation Army. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they stay right here because I know a lot of – there's collections everywhere, but these are – I mean, it stays right in Butler County.
Exactly.
For sure.
Now, in addition to that, Peoples is doing a Stuff the Bus, too. And this one is for folks to bring non-perishable food items or supplies such as paper towels, toilet paper, paper products, baggies, anything like to do with food mm-hmm. to stuff their truck. And the people's staff will then get it to the food banks in our community. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. non-perishable food items, things like that. So a lot of people trying to take care of their neighbors. Butler's a good place to be recognized for their generosity, and these organizations are all helping to help those less fortunate time of year.
Right. A lot of us will be coming off Thanksgiving dinner where we've eaten so much, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're in our warm houses with our clothes and all that stuff. So at least, you know, you can – it's a good way to teach your kids, too. I know a lot of families do that and say, okay, we're coming down. You're going to get to do the skating rink, but first we're going to go donate, you know, donate something. I like that.
Exactly. And it's a good way to prepare them for the future because – somebody's going to have to carry this ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
One of the other things I wanted to mention is, in addition to the organizations who I've recognized thus far, it takes a lot of different entities to put on a parade. I want to thank our staff. Kayla will be on the television.
With Bob.
With Armstrong and doing the broadcast. Mm-hmm. But behind the scenes, our entire staff takes an active role, whether it's helping to set up, tear down, clean up, all that type of thing. So I want to thank our staff. But we also have a committee. And the committee consists of there's 3 or 4 people who are community volunteers. There is Jimmy Ciprian, who is with Miller Shoes. There's Jim Thompson, who is with the Hardinger organization, and then Sharon Schneider, who is with Schneider's Heating and Air Conditioning. In addition to that, we have Matt Lutz, who was with Armstrong, mm-hmm. and Armstrong plays a vital role getting our program out to people that are stuck inside and mm-hmm. can't get out, or for one reason or another just can't make mm-hmm. it down to the parade. So it's a good way to share that. In addition, we have some sponsors. In addition to the XTO Energy, we have Peoples, your hometown natural gas company, Applewood Chiropractic, IDL Worldwide, McDonald's Restaurants, and Shaner Automotive, as well as Dylan McCandless, King, Colder, and Graham. So we have a lot of people behind the scenes, both physically and then financially, mm-hmm. that help make this happen. So
this also falls on, we didn't even talk about this, this whole day falls on Small Business Saturday, which is like the cherry on top of everything. You know, if you're going to come downtown to shop on a certain day, you better come on Small Business Saturday.
Right, and I know the downtown Butler Business Association is doing some things as well. And so hopefully we'll get some information from them to help share with the community.
Usually they have like some free gifts and, you know, they want you to visit all the local businesses. It's so, I mean, I'm always such an advocate for Butler's Main Street because I love it. And I think it has transformed just in the last decade or so. But if you haven't been downtown in a while, maybe you're a relative coming into town, you know, take your people down there. They'll be surprised with what is happening.
Oh, yeah.
on Main Street. I guarantee it.
We talked about all the places you can get food, but you've got the two new breweries, mm-hmm. as I mentioned.
New hotel.
Deer Creek Winery has mm-hmm. moved in there as well, so you can do some Christmas shopping that way. I know there's a few clothing stores. There's antique shops. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of different things. There's dentists and you know, all those different types of offices as well. But there's a lot going on. I think Main Street is going through a bit of a resurgence. Of course, you got the new pharmacy down there, and there's a whole project, and there's plenty of parking too.
Right, and the mainstays. You still get that in Tilly's Pizza.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
You still go to Burger Hut, get those French fries with gravy. Still do all that. Before you go, Vicki, I want to ask you, how do you come up with the theme? Because a lot of people ask us this, and I know it's kind of hard because there's always so many options.
Yes. What we do is we ask the committee a couple months after this, after we...
It starts early, the planning.
Yes. Usually in the spring, we start and we bring to the meeting and we get goofy ideas. We get some real strange
ones. Yeah,
yeah. Some people try to bring the same things year after year. But one of the things is we kind of scour and come up with and then get four or five and narrow it down, and we get down to one theme, and then we mm-hmm. vote, and if that's agreeable to everyone, we just go that. Okay. But if anyone has any suggestions, we are open to that as well. It is difficult because you want to be all-encompassing. You don't want to be limiting, but it is difficult at mm-hmm. times to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's Hometown Christmas, past, present, and future.
I'll be interested to see what we get.
I will be, too. As far as the floats and the themed floats, because usually people do, I mean, there's a couple that stick out in my mind, a couple businesses and even like community groups that really, it's like, wow, you thought of that? That's good. So this will be fun.
I wanted to do a hologram of Ebenezer Scrooge, but no one really wanted to rally behind that. Or we just didn't have the technology. One of the two.
I think we hit delete. I'm not sure. I think we did.
Vicki, I tell you what, if you don't mind staying after the break, I want to talk about a few more events that we have going on in addition to the parade. So Pat's got lottery numbers for you next, and we'll finish up the program. Tyler Friel, Kayla Malzahn, and in for Dave Malarkey. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISR 680 AM.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick two is 8989. The pick three, 853, 853. The pick four, 7596. The pick five, 11747. The wild ball for each of those is 6. The treasure hunt, 2, 3, 10, 18, and 26. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt is $25,000.
It's the holiday season, and you're buying gifts for everyone, but not everyone lives around here anymore. So you've got to ship those gifts, and you want a local, reliable shipping company that you can trust to get that package to your loved ones. We suggest Going Postal in Butler. Going Postal, just off Newcastle Road. They'll find a way to ship just about anything. Simple, too. Just take the gift up. They pack it. They ship it. And if you want to get stocking stuffers like lottery tickets or Christmas cards, they've got those, too. They're just off Newcastle Road, right in between Villa Grande and King's Restaurant. Going Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping store.
Dr. Jason Clark is an orthopedic surgeon for Butler Health System. He also volunteers as a high school team doctor.
We all hold our breath a little bit when our kids compete because we know there's always the chance of an injury. For Eric and Sydney, that was a severely injured ankle. Fortunately, I have quick access to the tools and the people they need, giving them the best opportunity to get back out there.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide the very best of care. But more importantly, we know why we have to.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Final segment of the show. Tyler Friel, Kayla Molzan in for Dave Malarkey. It's your turn on this Monday edition of It's Your Turn. Dave will be back tomorrow morning. But we still want to touch on a few more Butler Radio Network events coming up during the winter. So if you are getting the early winter blues and you're trying to find ways to entertain yourself, of course, you have the Spirit of Christmas Parade coming up this Saturday. But coming up in December, January, and February, WISR has a number of events lined up for you. I want to start with December 1st, Vicki. Mm-hmm. As we've taken this event in a few different places. We've taken it to the Grand Ballroom. We've taken it to Cervenny's Restaurant. on. And now we are going to meet with our friends at the Tanglewood. It's an evening with Sinatra and much, much more with Vince Tavolario and his quartet.
Correct. And this was your brainchild. I'm pretty sure you
it
and
was,
Shaylin.
When I was in college, yeah.
Right. You and Shaylin Kirchie Lang, one of our other members of our media sales team. We had our first one 3 years ago, and it's called An Evening with Sinatra, Old Blue Eyes, birthdays in December. And so we decided to throw him a birthday party that turned into a Christmas party. So I don't know if you know this, but radio people really just like to have fun. So
we like
it was just another reason. Just another reason. So this one is on Thursday, December 13th. It is a dinner dance. We encourage people, if you like to dance and would like to have some good food, to come on out and join us. It is going to be at the Tanglewood, and that would mean that Chef George is cooking, and we're having some Italian food stations. In addition, we'll be doing fundraising for our March of Dimes. As you well know, that's something we've supported for the past several years, and this fundraiser will benefit our March of Dimes walk team. So if anyone is interested, tickets are on sale here, and I eventually will have them for sale at the Natilli's North restaurant so that people who are in town can pick them up there as well as here. The cost is $25 a person, and again, the net proceeds will benefit our March of Dimes team. So,
it's a really fun event.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's just one of those things. It's real laid back. It's not very formal. It's just fun. Just old-fashioned fun.
Yep.
Then the next item, it's in its 13th year, and that is the Butler County Wine Festival. And it will be on Saturday, January 26th. Hard to believe. It'll be here before you know it.
Yep.
And seriously, it's less